The season may be over, but baseball never stops. This is your place to talk Padres off-season baseball. It's Padre Social Hour, the off-season special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
All right, welcome back to the show with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Nice interview with Matt Kemp last segment. Hope you enjoyed that. He's excited. You can tell. He's enjoying this. He's looking forward to it, it looks like, as much as we all are. And middle February, pitchers and catchers, I think, are on the 19th. Position players a couple of days later, that first full squad workout in Peoria. That's going to be a lot of fun, seeing all these new pieces in action.
I would imagine with the number of new faces, the position players will show up.
Yeah, you'll see some guys.
You'll see.
Yeah.
That's normally with when they're new to a club, yeah. They'll be their first day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And here we are again, you know, just a couple of days before New Year's, and already kind of like chomping at the bit for spring training. And as we've said, there's no way the Padres are done. There are more moves to be made. And what kind of moves? Well, that's a good question. Here are some other good questions. We asked for Twitter questions, and so here we go. We're going to start things out with at TK Diego, and he says, okay, after ending hunger and spreading world peace, what is AJ Preller going to do next? Very cute, TK Diego.
Pretty good.
So what do you see as being the next move, Bill Center? I mean, where do we go from here?
I think, for one, that he's going to probably have to move Seth Smith. He's just got too many outfielders right now. He's got seven or eight. So I would imagine Seth Smith has an awful lot of value. He's going to be moved. I don't know for what exactly. Can you get a shortstop for him? That's probably their next thing on their wish list. But Seth Smith will be moved. Then you've got the questions of what do you do with Quinton and Maben. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the fourth outfielder, the only guy that really fits the bill of a fourth outfielder here is Will Venable. Can play all three positions, hits with power, good pinch hitter, has speed if you want to use him as a runner, and a very good defensive outfielder. So there's your fourth outfielder. After that, you've got Quinton, Maben, and Smith. Smith gets moved. The question is going to be, how do you deal with Maben and Quinton? You've got a lot of money tied up, but both of them probably on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. And it's funny because, you know, with this Kemp trade, we talked so much about the Dodgers having an excess of outfielders and kind of being in a weaker position because they had to move one of these guys. Maybe now the Padres are going to be in a little bit of a similar situation,
right,
where teams are going to look back and be like, hey, you're going to have to deal a couple of these guys or at least one of these guys. So maybe that makes it a little bit more difficult on AJ Preller. But as TK Diego said, he's already ended world hunger. So
right,
you
exactly.
Know, what can't he do?
That was a great tweet.
All right, Ryan Cohen 24 is up next with a Twitter question. He wants to know, Bill, would a top of the line starter, say a San Diegan, Cole Hamels, make the Padres a playoff team? Let me start here. Do you think, as they are presently constructed right now, the Padres are a viable playoff contender?
I think right now they are.
Okay, so they don't even need a Cole Hamels, you're saying?
I think that at the very worst, they're going to contend for a wild card spot because, in my mind, the National League West is the best division in the National League. I think two teams at least are going to come from the National League West. I do think the Padres are a viable playoff contender right now. They add a Hamels somehow, I think that takes them to another completely new level because then you've got four solid starters, and you're gonna with this lineup, you're gonna create some havoc.
It would not come cheaply a deal for Cole Hamels.
And I'm trying to think of what parts they would have to give up for Cole Hamels. The one thing I heard, or I saw a rumor that Philadelphia would want Myers, and it's like, okay, where does that get you? But I would love to see Cole Hamels return to San Diego. I'm not so sure that can happen. I do like the way that the pitching is beginning to shape up.
Well, a month ago, you wouldn't have thought all these other guys would be here either. So
no, right.
Let's learn our lesson there and
right.
Keep an open mind.
Keep
it's
an
more
open
fun
mind.
That
right.
way. Anyway, all right, Gregory D. Hill is up next with a Twitter question. He says, are the Padres more likely to include Austin Hedges in a deal now that you've got Derek Norris under control for 4 years? We sort of mentioned this, right? You know, you didn't give up any of your top three prospects,
right,
of whom Hedges is obviously one, if not number one, probably number two, but that's neither here nor there. he says, okay, you got a catcher under team control now for a while. Does that make it more likely that you could see Austin Hedges dealt?
I think that you could see Hedges dealt because, one, there's the Padres have a question about where his offense is going to wind up. You have I would put Hedges ahead of Norris defensively, but I would put Norris way ahead of Hedges offensively.
Yes.
And so Norris is going to be your catcher immediately, and I think that does open the door. If somebody were really interested in Austin Hedges, the Padres might move him.
Okay, so we'll keep an open mind about that as well. Here's a two-parter, okay? You got DBD625, you got Spencer. They want to know about pitching. So here, two-part question for you, Bill. Opening day starter, Ross Cashnor, or somebody not on the current roster. That kind of goes back to the Hamels thing, I would imagine. And then Spencer wants to know about the back end of the rotation. You know, what do you want it to look like? So what do you make of the pitching staff as it stands right now and what could happen?
Well, the opening day starter is going to be interesting because you can make a great argument for Cashner, but Ross was your best pitcher last year. And in the past, Buddy's, where he's had a chance, has always rewarded somebody who's had a great season, coming off of a great season. I think it's Ross or Cashner. I don't think anybody that.
What if they trade for Hamels?
It's still Ross or Cashner.
Yeah.
One of those two guys is going to be the opening day starter. Back towards the end, I mean, we've talked about Brandon Morrow and Josh Johnson coming in. I don't think Josh is going to be ready for the start of the season. If Morrow's ready, he might be your number four. But you've got Despaigne, you've got Robbie Erlin, you've got Matt Whistler. You have other alternatives here. I mean, yes, you lost Jesse Hahn. That probably would have been your number four, but you have certainly got enough to fill out a four and five. And if you do get a Hamels, which we're not counting out, then
pushes everybody back.
Pushes everybody back and makes the starting rotation. It not only makes the front four stronger, it makes all the way down into El Paso stronger.
I mean, if they're able to add a guy of Hamels' caliber to this rotation without giving up, you know, any of your sort of penciled-in major league starters,
right?
I think the Padres become a team that a lot of people would argue are among the favorites to win the National League pennant. I honestly, like, and I know I'm generally more bullish maybe, but you look at it right now. They're a wild card contending team, right, or they should be, you would think, sort of as they are now. And projections, I get that. And you never know, injuries, all these things that can happen. But, I mean, if they add another guy of that caliber and everybody stays healthy, and that's no sure thing, as we've learned the hard way, I mean, that's an unbelievably well-put-together big league roster.
If you were to add Hamels, you'd have two number ones on your staff for sure. And I'm talking Cashner and Hamels because they've just got number one stuff. You'd have a strong number two pitching in the three spot, and you'd have a two or a three pitching in the four spot in Ian Kennedy. It is really, if you were to add a top-line pitcher like Cole Hamels, there would be a wow factor.
Yeah, all right. Something to dream about in the days and weeks ahead, and we'll see how the whole
thing shakes out. But I do think that would be expensive.
Yes. Oh, no. It would be very, very, very expensive.
And I would imagine Hedges.
From a player standpoint.
Right. Hedges could be part of that. Maybe if you did have to do Will Myers to get Cole Hamels, and you could get Ben Revere back to play center field and bat in the top spot, there's a lot of things going. AJ, there's nothing in my mind that hasn't crossed AJ Preller's mind. So
that's probably correct.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But it is interesting to conject what he might be doing next.
It's a lot of fun. It's the kind of most baseball fun you can have this time of year. Simply put, and that's great. It's great for us. It's great for the fans. And I hope everybody's enjoying the ride. It seems like you are. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to zoom out a little bit, talk not just about the Padres, but about Major League Baseball in general. Joe Torre is going to join us. He's now the Chief Baseball Officer at Major League Baseball. Talk to him about instant replay and sort of the future of all of that after year one of expanded instant replay in Major League Baseball. Caught up with him recently at the winter meetings. Meanwhile, youth baseball, huge here in San Diego, and the Padres are going to host a free coaches development training for youth baseball coaches Saturday, January 10th. That's coming up right here at Petco Park. The clinic is going to provide both instruction and guidance on how to teach skill-based drills, run successful practices, and develop game strategies for coaches that have players ages 4 through 13. All interested coaches should register for the event at padres.com/clinics. Really cool. If you coach baseball players ages 4 to 13, check it out, padres.com/clinics. Take a break. When we come back, hear from Joe Torre about instant replay and the state of Major League Baseball.
Your inside look at the 2014 offseason and preview of the 2015 Padres. We'll be right back. It's Padres Social Hour, the offseason special.